The time has come. We have a very, very special edition tonight. And we also have a very special guest. He happens to be a junior chemical engineering student at Ohio University, head of simulations and structures for the AIAA University Rocket Team, competing in Tripoli, NAR, and Spaceport America competitions across the nation. And he happens to be a specialist in Mars colonization. And his name is Mr. Matt Schoen. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Trigger Hearn. Shout out to Kyle. It's definitely an honor to be on the show. I had a busy day today. You know, I was in the office and I had meetings all day, so.
I'm just glad you could make it.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the invite.
I'm really looking forward to getting into these topics.
Yeah, thanks for reaching out to me.
So, I just want to break it down for the audience. Mars colonization, transporting human beings to live on this planet. Is it possible?
So, yeah. So, my job is to inform the people of America, and not even only America, I mean, We have
worldwide.
The whole world watching.
Worldwide.
Really. I mean, everybody's going to be watching this. The first spaceship that actually takes humans to Mars.
Is it actually going to happen?
It's going to happen
within the next
10 years. You know, NASA's working on the Orion spacecraft, the SLS. So that's going to be launching actually this coming summer, and that's going to be an unmanned flight, and that's just testing the rocket. So it'll be the most powerful rocket in the world.
It's crazy to think 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
The future is here.
So, they're hoping by 2030 to actually send people to Mars. And the biggest problem right now is, you know, the toll actually getting there on the astronauts. I mean, it's going to be huge. You're exposed to so much radiation. You know, you're exposed to zero gravity.
I mean, the first group that is sent there, you know, to like...
Yeah.
Start out.
So there's
the
a
process.
Lot of difference.
Is it possible that things will go wrong?
Oh, there's so many opportunities for things to go wrong, but there's also, I mean, there's so many opportunities for things to go right as well.
Right.
And for everyone a part of the process to make history.
Right.
I mean, the whole thing's going to be making history. But yeah, it's going to take, right now it takes us 6 months to get to Mars, and we're going to have to develop some new form of technology to get us there quicker. So we're going to try and NASA's actually trying to break that down into 3 months to get there.
Right.
So so the problem is, I mean, right now you for every pound of rocket you have to have 200 pounds of fuel on board to even send something to space.
Right, to make the whole trip.
So you're going to have to build a big enough rocket that carries enough, you know, supplies for your crew to live for that length of even getting there. And then you're going to have to send the supplies to actually build a colony or sustaining form of life on Mars once you get there, because the whole trip will actually take 10 years because it takes 6 months to get there. By the time the orbits line up again, then you have another 2 to 3 years when they line up. So to even send us back would be a minimum of 10 years.
Mr. Schoen,
yes.
This is a lot to take in.
It is.
And this takes a strong, superior leader to get us there.
It will.
Should we trust in Mr. Elon Musk?
I think Elon is... I think he's a good person to look up to as sort of a role model to sort of get you to look into, like, the space industry and whatnot. But,
But can we trust him to get us there, to lead us?
I wouldn't say to put your entire trust on SpaceX and Mr. Musk. You know,
but the idea is
there is the
presenting.
Meme going out there. You know, elongated muskrat.
That's a good meme.
He could just send his elongated muskrat to Mars and, you know, get us there immediately. Yeah,
Elon Musk.
Yeah, what a guy though. I mean, I love watching his stuff. I mean, he has a TED Talk out on all of his products. I mean, great stuff, but that's besides the point. I mean, we're talking colonization of Mars. So, I mean, we're talking, you know, you're going to have to spend 6 years on there at the minimum, you know,
on,
6 to 8 years.
On
yeah.
the spacecraft?
No, on Mars, the surface of Mars itself. So the way that we're going to have to do this is we're going to have to build sort of like a greenhouse on Mars that's able to, you know, warm up the inside temperature enough that you're able to live comfortably.
And that's just for survival purposes.
Yeah, and you have to get the pressures all right inside these homes. And once we'll get there to get even water coming out, Mars actually has ice caps on it. So we'll have to drill into those and get some water out. So
this sounds like a multi-billion dollar process.
Oh, it's going to be billions and billions of dollars going into this. So there's been multiple rovers that we've sent there. We're actually, NASA, they're having a lander landing there in 7 days. That it's actually going to be the first viewable,
really,
by everyone, viewable spacecraft that they're landing there ever. So
are they going to be live streaming
this?
Yes,
they're live streaming the event. It's 7 days from now, I do believe.
So this is going down as we speak. Like, this is the process.
Oh, yeah, living
in the process.
It launched about 6 months ago. And,
wow.
Yeah, it's almost there.
Whoa.
So,
thank you for supplying all this information. I mean,
yeah,
it's short notice, but you got here to bring.
Yeah, you know, I don't have a whole lot of time. I have a pretty busy schedule, so I actually took the 2.5 hour drive up here just to be here this evening.
Well, thank you so much, because I know the audience is big and we have a huge crowd.
If any viewers out there have any questions, I mean, feel free to just reach out from my email.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah.